Julia Gillard and Barack Obama have stressed the close relationship between Australia and the US after their first talks in the White House. President Obama paid tribute to Australia's commitment in Afghanistan. Trade issues and the developments in the Middle East and North Africa were also discussed. Federal Labor's support has hit an all-time low. Its primary vote has dived 6 points in the latest news poll. It's now just 30%. Now, this is the first poll since the government announced its plan for a carbon tax. 53% of those who are surveyed say they oppose that tax. Rebel-held territory has again come under sustained attack from government forces in Libya. There are reports this morning that airstrikes on the oil town of Ras Lanuf have killed dozens of people. NATO is considering military options in response to that situation, and Britain and France are working on a resolution for a no-fly zone to put to the UN Security Council. Former French President Jacques Chirac has gone on trial on corruption charges. He's accused of using public funds to create fake jobs for political associates while he was mayor of Paris between 1977 and 1995. And International Women's Day has sparked renewed calls for quotas to get more women onto the boards of Australian companies. Governor-General Quentin Bryce says she supports a quota. Opposition Treasury spokesman Jo Hockey says there should be a target of 30%. The federal government has committed to have women make up 40% of public board positions by 2015.